This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 501. Is being friends with an ex possible? Listen to My Father by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Happy Monday to ya! I'm Joss Marie, and I'm here to narrate quality relationship content to ya from Mondays through Fridays. And today, I'm going to be sharing a post by Eddie Corbano on whether or not you should stay friends with an ex. And before we get into it, I just want to give a big thanks to Noemi for their support. Have you been looking for handcrafted jewelry that's fairly priced? When it comes to jewelry, you want it to be high quality, just like your relationships. Noemi's fine jewelry is made to last and comes with free overnight shipping. Visit hellonoemi.com and use the promo code ORD for $75 off your order today. And look for the drop a hint button on the product page to notify a special someone that you'd like to receive it as a gift. And with that, let's get right into Eddie's post and start optimizing your life. Is being friends with an ex possible? Listen to My Father by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. The following happened nearly 30 years ago in the heart of Europe. Me. I'm going out. My dad. Where are you going to? Me. I'm going to see Sandra. My dad. I thought you two were broken up. Me. We are. We just want to stay friends. My dad. What? Friends? When you break up, you're not supposed to see each other ever again. That's how it was, and that's how it always will be. This was a real conversation after one of my very first breakups, and I kept having it many times as I grew older. Why do we feel the need to being friends with an ex after a breakup? Is a platonic friendship between ex-romantic partners even possible? Why we want to stay friends? There are many reasons why we usually try to. Here's the most popular one. We want to keep them close because the notion of losing them is unbearable for us. Broken up? We'll see about that. I'm sure they'll change their mind. We are hoping that they will finally come around, and we want to be able to influence the process. Staying friends is the most practical way to do that. Such behavior typically happens in one of the first phases of the breakup. What to do if you still have to deal with them? Additionally, if you also have kids together or work at the same place, it might seem like you are forced to stay friends. What are you supposed to do? Turn the cold shoulder when they come to see the kids? So why not make your life a little easier since you have to see each other anyway, right? Wrong. Because staying friends, while it seems like the ethical thing to do, never works as long as one party suffers. You can't hope to stay friends if you are still emotionally involved in the relationship. They will treat you as a friend, they will tell you how their new life unfolds, and they won't spare you the details. They will test you and constantly check whether they still have power over you, playing stupid games that you will lose. You will suffer more than you should, and you will prolong your recovery unnecessarily. Staying friends after a breakup doesn't work, at least not at the very beginning. That's what my failed relationships in the past have taught me, and this is what all of my clients experienced while being in the trenches. What does science say about being friends with an ex? On the other hand, scientific research suggests that the possibility of staying friends with an ex after a breakup or divorce depends on the amount of resources received once broken up. Quote, results indicated that participants who received more resources reported higher levels of friendship quality with their former partner. Lack of family or friend support involved in a new romantic relationship and the use of neglect as a disengagement strategy were all found to be barriers to friendship quality. Personal Relationships Journal. Another study shows that if there was a friendship before the relationship, then a friendship has a good chance of survival after breaking up. Quote, results indicated that being friends prior to romantic involvement was a significant predictor of friendship, both for people who initiated the disengagement and for those who are recipients of partners' desire for disengagement. Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. It also seems that the quality of the relationship itself is an indicator of how likely a friendship after the dissolution of that relationship is. Quote, we found that the more satisfied individuals were during the dissolved romance, the more likely they were to remain friends, and the more likely they were to engage in friendship maintenance behaviors. The Journal of Social Psychology. Conclusion. So, what's the solution here? Staying friends or not? The solution to this dilemma is called following the no contact rule. As you might already know, it's cutting off contact with your ex completely while you take time for yourself to heal for a predefined time period of 60 days. Why 60 days? Because this is enough time to reach a certain healing stage after which your ex cannot sabotage your recovery anymore. You inform your ex about breaking off the contact. You don't disappear into thin air. No ghosting. This is the ethical way to do it. And if you still have time to deal with your ex because of kids or the same workplace, you just follow a set of rules to protect yourself. Reduced no contact. And that is it. Not quite as my father said, quote, not supposed to see each other ever again, end quote. Because at one point, you will want to see them again to make the final recovery test. No contact is the quickest way to healing after a breakup or divorce. It's simply a field-tested and proven fact, not just a theoretical concept. I know you think that you can't do it. Everybody thinks that. But you will be surprised what you can do if you focus on one goal, which is being emotionally independent. In our detox community, we have quite a few members who thought they could never pull it off, and they did it. It was painful, it was hard, but they did it anyway. And they moved on from their ex. You can do it too. If you are unhappy with the situation as it is, then start your recovery the right way. We can help you do it, to sail through the turbulent waters of no contact and face all the obstacles. There are 7 of them. You don't have to do it alone because you are not alone. We are here for you all the way. Your friend and coach, Eddie Corbano. You just listened to the post titled, Is Being Friends with an Ex Possible? Listen to My Father, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. And once again, I'd just like to say thanks to our friends at Noemi. The difference with fine jewelry is that you feel good about its quality. It's like having a high-quality partner versus being in a relationship just for the sake of it. Noemi offers sustainably sourced gold and diamonds at fair prices, and quality extends to their level of customer service as well. Because you're not just a random buyer. You're a connoisseur who appreciates fine jewelry that comes without an inflated price tag. To learn more, visit hellonoemi.com and use the promo code ORD for $75 off your order today. That's HELLONOEMIE.com and promo code ORD. And if you'd like an item as a gift from someone, simply click the drop a hint button on the product page to let them know. And with that, I'm going to keep this outro nice and short for you today. Thanks so much to Eddie for letting me share this one, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow for a post on intimacy in the age of digital communication, where your optimal life awaits.